Good morning.
Fine.
I'm glad that you guys could make it in the ice and the snow, that some of you still made it. That's great. Well, I'm going to talk today about the new year. This year, you probably noticed some of the major news magazines and issues that they've done special articles about recalling people and events of
2008。每一年或者今年，你会注意到许多主要的报章跟杂志都会出一个特刊，然后来回顾这一年一些关于人或者关于事情所重大的事情所发生的事情。Some
of the events we're very familiar with, the election and the 2008 Olympics.
今年去过去一年来讲，我们大概会注意到说很多重大的事情，包括总统的选举跟这个北京奥林匹克运动会。Weren't
the Beijing Olympics incredible?
大家如果有看到北京奥林匹克会的话，你会觉得说真是使大家能够惊喜。I
remember this thing in Beijing 6 years ago, and they were already getting ready for.
我记得我在六年之前在北京的时候，那个时候他们已经开始在筹备奥林匹克的这个运动会。Many
of the magazines also predicted about different things coming ahead.
许多的这些杂志都会做一些预测。Some
of the predictions about the future aren't so great.
有很多这些预测我们发现到说并不是非常正确。
I don't know about you, but I kind of get tired about hearing the bad news about the future.
有很多时候，我不晓得你觉得怎么样。那我个人是很多时候，听太多这种不好的消息，让我会觉得疲倦。I've
even taken a little break from the news.
有时候我故意不去看这些消息。There's
been predictions for the future 10, 20, even 30 years in the future.
甚至有些人，有些专家，他们想要预测说以后10年、20年，甚至50年之后要发生什么事情。
Some of these predictions have been proven very accurate.
其中这些预测有很多发现后来确实是非常准确的。
And others are very wrong.
但是有许多的是非常非常预测是不准的。
For example, back in 1967, experts predicted that the turn of the century there would be a change in our life.
在1967年的时候，已经有人在预测，说我们这个新的世纪之后，开始的时候，我们的生活会非常不同。But
because of technology, we would only work a 22-hour work week.
因为新的科技的缘故，他们预测说我们将来只需要每个礼拜只需要工作22个小时。We
would only work 27 weeks out of the year.
每一年只需要27个周来上班，来工作。And
one of our biggest problems is what would we do with all our leisure time?
所以他们预测说将来我们最大的问题就是说我们这个休闲的时间我们要怎么办？
Now, I don't know about you, but they definitely missed the mark on this one.
我不晓得你的感觉是什么，我觉得说他们这个预测是完全不正确的。Most
of us are very, very busy.
我们发现到说我们今天每个人都是非常非常的忙碌。We
eat fast.
我们吃得非常快。We
talk fast.
我们讲话的时候也讲得非常快。And
eat fast. And after we eat,
我们吃完饭之后,
we say, well, I'm sorry, I've got to run.
我们告诉人家说对不起，我得赶去另外一个地方。It's
no wonder that we have high blood pressure today.
怪不得今天我们很多人有高血压的这个问题。So
here we are, the third Sunday of 2009.
今天我们是今年2019年的第三个礼拜天。I
wonder how we'll do this year.
我在想说今年我们到底会怎么样。
Will we be busy?
我们是不是会很忙碌？
Will we make better use of our time?
我们会不会好好善用我们的时间？
In 341 days, when the year is over, will we look back with joy or will we look back with regret?
341天之后，当这个今年又过了，我们会不会说回顾我们这一年，然后我们会有遗憾？
Will we be looking to the future with anticipation or with dread?
我们会不会期望将来，还是说我们会非常忧虑？
There's a passage in Scripture that I believe can help us look forward to the rest of 2009.
在圣经里面有几节经节可以帮助我们来期待新的一年。
If we'll listen to it, the passage is Ephesians 5:15-17.
这个经节是在以弗所书第五章十五到第十七节。
Ephesians 5:15-17.
以弗所书第五章十五到十七节。
Be very careful then how you live, not as an unwise but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish but understand what the Lord's will is.
你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人，要爱惜光阴，因为现今的时代邪恶，不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
I think in this passage, the Apostle Paul presents some important lessons.
在这段经文里面，我们可以从使徒保罗身上学到一个功课。
That we need to consider.
我们需要仔细的来思考。
First of all, we must be very careful how we live.
我们第一个要非常小心，我们怎么样过我们的生活。
Because our time on earth is very limited.
因为我们在世上的时间是有限的。
The psalmist wrote,
诗人曾经说过，
Show me, O Lord, my life's end and the number of my days. Let me know how fleeting is my life.
耶和华，求你叫我晓得我生之中，我的寿数几何，叫我知道我们一生的年日，愁烦转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。
Psalm 39:4, and then again,
这是在诗篇三十九篇第四节。
The length of our days are 70 or 80, if we have the strength, they quickly pass by and fly away.
我们的生命不长，很短的时间之内，我们的生命就如飞而去。
Now I realize for some of you younger folk,
我理解说对年轻的人，我们当中年轻的人来说。
That 70 or 80 sounds like a long time.
70年或者80年听起来好像是好久好久的事情。
I can remember when 40 seemed ancient.
我记得当我小的时候，甚至40岁我都想象不到，40岁听起来就像一个非常年老的人一样。
But no longer.
现在我不觉得这样子了。
It's all rather relative, isn't it?
这个都是相对的，对不对？
I remember the first time when I met my wife here in Ann Arbor.
我记得当我第一次碰到我现在的妻子的时候在 Ann Arbor.
We would go to the Denny's restaurant on Washtenaw.
我会带她和我们两个一起去这个 Denny 的一个餐厅在 Washtenaw 那个路上。
We would talk for hours.
我们会坐下来然后互相谈心会谈上好几个小时。
We couldn't stop talking as we got to know each other.
我们没有办法停止互相沟通我们会花很长很长的时间来沟通。
The time seemed to just fly away.
时间好像如飞而去。
As we gazed in each other's eyes.
我们互相对看眼中。
As we had long talks, we would look at our watches.
然后我们注意一下我们的手表。
Sometimes it would be 1, 2, or maybe 3 in the morning.
我们才知道说现在已经是早上一点或两点。
And I didn't even like coffee.
我自己并不一定喜欢咖啡。
The psalmist also tells us to number our days so that we'll develop a heart of wisdom.
诗人也叫我们要数算我们的年日，我们才会有从神那里得来的智慧。
A few years ago, People magazine published an article entitled Dead Ahead.
前几年这个大众杂志People's magazine 曾经发表了一篇文章叫做死就在前头。
It was telling about a new clock that keeps track of how much time we have left to live.
他告诉我们说，有人发明了一个新的钟，那这个钟可以帮助你来算你到底还有多少时间你会存留在世上。
Now it calculates you living 75 years for a man and 80 for a woman.
那他怎么算的呢？他是算平均的男人能够活到75岁，平均的女人能够活80岁。
So you would program your gender and your age into the clock.
然后你把你自己的这个性别跟你的年纪把它放在那个钟里面。
And from then on, it'll tell you how much time you have left.
然后这个钟会告诉你说你还剩下多少年你能够活在这个地上。
Now it sold for $99.95.
这个钟你要买的话是99.95
Now I didn't buy one.
我没有买这个钟。
But it is an intriguing idea.
但是这个是很有意思的这个东西。
In fact, that's what the psalmist told us to do, to number our days.
其实诗篇的作者就是要劝我们要数算我们的年日。
In fact, the Bible tells us not to count on tomorrow because tomorrow may not come for you or me.
圣经里面告诉我们不要忧愁明天，因为明天对我来讲不一定会来到。
All we have is right now.
我们现在所有的就是现在的时间。
So our time on earth is valuable.
所以我们现在在地上的时间是很有价值的。
Because it's very limited.
因为我们时间是很有限的。
We need to make the most of every opportunity.
我们要需要好好的利用我们的时间。
Secondly, Paul tells us to make the use of every opportunity.
第二个保罗劝我们说我们要把握我们所有的机会。
And he gives us a reason.
他给我们一个理由。
Because the days are evil.
因为现今的时代是邪恶的。
Jesus said that Satan is a robber and a thief.
耶稣告诉我们说撒旦是强盗是小偷。
And one of the things he does to rob our time.
他有一件事情他是专长就是要来抢夺我们的时间
because our time is a precious possession.
因为我们的时间是很宝贵的。
Just think of the time wasted in sinning.
我们有没有思考过我们花多少时间在罪的喜乐上
think of the time wasted in bars and gambling.
有没有想过有很多人把时间花在酒吧上然后去赌博的场所
or in shallow affairs.
或者在这个空洞的一些没有意义的事情上。
Think of the time wasted in gossiping or spreading rumors.
我们有没有想到我们花很多的时间在讲别人的闲话。
Or think about the time wasted thinking about the consequences of sin.
那我们有没有时候有没有思考到我们花很多的时间在思想说我们这些罪恶的后果是什么。
That we've already committed.
我们才刚刚做的这些罪恶的行为。
Satan is a robber and a thief.
所以撒旦是一个小偷又是一个强盗。
But it's not just sin that makes demands on our time.
但是不只是罪恶来要用我们的时间。
Sometimes even good things can make demands on our time.
有时候我们即使做好的事情也可能要把我们时间夺去。
Jesus went to the home of Mary and Martha and Lazarus.
耶稣去了玛利亚跟马大跟拉撒路的家里。
He sat down and he sat down to teach.
他坐下来要做教导。
And Mary was sitting at his feet, soaking in every word.
玛利亚就坐在耶稣的脚前来静听耶稣的教导。
Meanwhile, Martha was out in the kitchen preparing dinner.
但是马大在这个厨房里面要预备这个晚餐。
Now you know the story.
你们大家都熟悉这个故事。
Martha gets upset with Mary that she's not in the kitchen too.
马大非常不开心因为玛利亚没有在厨房里面来帮助她。
So she complains to Jesus.
所以她跟耶稣来抱怨。
Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself?
她说主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人来侍候，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。
Tell her to help me.
请她来帮助我。
Martha, Martha, Jesus answered, You're worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her.
耶稣的回答是，马大马大，你有许多的事思虑有愁烦，但是不可少的只有一件。玛利亚已经选了那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
Now was Martha committing a sin by fixing a meal in the kitchen?
你想马大是不是因为在厨房里面预备食物，所以他犯了很大的罪呢？
No, of course not.
那当然不是。
But here's the problem.
但是问题出在这里。
She was so preoccupied with what she was doing, she didn't realize that God was in her living room.
她全心的贯注的在做她的事情，她忘记了说神就在她家的客厅里。
But we're not so different, are we?
那我们是不是一样的呢？
That's the mistake we make every day.
我们经常犯同样的错误。
We get so caught up in the here and now that we fail to deal with eternal things.
我们经常专注于现在所发生的事情，我们忘记了说有些事情是有永恒价值的事情。
Eternal things that make a real difference in life.
永恒价值的事情才是会有真正的让我们生命改变。
Richard Swenson, a medical doctor, wrote a book.
Richard Swenson, 他是一个医生，他曾经写过一本书。
He discusses one of the most biggest problems today is anxiety and stress.
他告诉我们说，今天我们这个社会上最大的一些问题是我们的忧虑跟我们的压力。
He calls it overload.
他叫做这个过多。
And that people today are just plain overloaded.
我们今天就是有很多事情，我们就是被这个太多的东西所压倒了。
We're overloaded with commitments.
我们有太多的事情要做。
We've committed ourselves to go to all kinds of activities and social events.
Yeah, 我们把自己弄得非常忙碌，我们要去这里，要去那里，因为有很多的活动我们需要参加。
As a result, we soon begin meeting ourselves, coming and going.
所以慢慢的发现到说，我们随时都在这边跑，在那边跑。
We're also overloaded with possessions.
我们在世界上有很多时候有太多的东西。
I remember the first time I went to China.
我记得我第一次去中国大陆的时候。
I thought, since I'm going to be there for 3 months, I better bring a lot of things.
我那时候想到说我要在那边要待三个月的时间，所以我应该要带很多的东西过去。
So my wife and I brought 2 trunks each.
所以我跟我太太就每一个人呢带了两个大箱子过去。
I felt so embarrassed.
我觉得非常不好意思。
People stood around and looked at our trunks and gossiped about us.
大家看到我们怎么带这么多东西过去，然后开始在背后闲言闲语。
You can imagine the next year I went a lot lighter.
对，第二年去的时候，你可以想象我就没有带那么多东西过去。
Our closets are full.
我们的这个衣橱里面满了衣服。
And our garages are overflowing.
我们的车库里面也是满了一大堆的东西。
One of the biggest businesses in the U.S. is storage buildings.
在美国里面有一个 很大的企业，就是专门帮人家来收藏你短期的来收藏你的东西。
We can't just keep it in our houses and our garage. We've got to rent a storage building.
因为我们家里的那个储藏的地方已经不够用了。
And we're afraid that someone will steal our possessions.
然后我们又害怕说有人会来偷我们的东西。
So we make sure we have a good security system.
所以我们就要装防盗器。
Thirdly, we're overloaded in the area of work.
第三，我们在工作场合的时候，我们是不停的在干。
We get up early in the morning and fight traffic.
我们一大早就起来，然后在马路上奔跑。
And sometimes we face intolerable work conditions.
有很多时候，我们在工作场合上，我们几乎不能忍受了。
Because we got to go to work to pay for all those possessions.
Yeah, 因为我们需要去那边工作，然后需要很辛苦工作，我们才有办法去买那些我们所想要的东西。
Fourth, there's the information overload.
在下面呢，就是我们资讯的这个过多。
He said that as a doctor, he has to read 220 articles a month just to keep up with the changes in his profession.
他说他每个礼拜要读220篇的论文。才能够 来好好的做他这个工作上所需要的。
And with the internet, it only makes things worse sometimes.
现在我们有电脑的网络是越来越糟糕。
The problem is we can't possibly absorb it all.
问题是这些资讯我们没有办法全部吸收。
So we feel overloaded.
所以我们就觉得我们在很大的压力底下。
Well, I could go on, but I think you understand and get the picture.
我可以继续的跟你们谈这个问题，但是我想您大概知道我的意思是什么。
There's so many demands on our time.
有太多的事情要我们的注意。
But there are just 8,760 hours in the year.
一年当中有8760个小时。
And we've already used 408 of them.
我们已经用掉了408个小时。
We need to make the most of every opportunity.
我们需要好好的来利用我们所有的时间。
So where are we today?
那今天我们的情况是怎么样呢？
Well, Paul tells us, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is.
保罗告诉我们说，我们需要知道神的旨意是什么。
Now, what do you think God's will is for you this year?
你想神在你身上今年的旨意是什么？
Do you think he wants your mind so saturated with other things?
你想神是不是要你在你的脑海里面充满了很多很多的东西？
With worries and anxieties.
忧虑
But you can't even think about spiritual things.
让你根本没有办法思考到属灵的事情。
Do you think he wants your calendar so full that you don't have important, that you don't have time for important things?
你想神的旨意是要你在你的这个日历上面充满了一大堆的东西，让你没有时间来思考神要你思考的东西。
What do you think God's will is for you this year, 2009?
到底今年2009年你想神希望你做什么？
Well, let me make a couple of suggestions.
我可以给各位一些建议。
First of all, you need to establish your priorities.
第一个，我们需要先建立起我们一些优先的次序。
Some people have a pretty good handle on this.
有的人是非常会把优先次序先定好的。
For me, I always have to go back and look at my priorities.
对我来讲，我经常需要回去，然后再思考一下今年到底我的优先次序是什么。
I'm assuming since you've made it to church this morning that God is maybe an important part of your life.
我猜测今天早上既然你来到了教会，那对你来讲，神应该是一个优先的次序。
But when you establish your priorities, you need to think about where God stands in your life.
但是当你建立了这个优先次序的时候，你需要思考到底神在什么位置上。
So you ask yourself,
那你需要问我们自己
，Who or what is the most important thing in my life?
是谁或者是什么在我生命里面是最重要的
？There's an article about a football coach. His name is Dungy.
在报纸里面一篇文章关于这个。曾经赢过超级杯的一个教练叫做 Tony Dungy.
Dungy became the first black coach to win a Super Bowl.
Dungy 是第一位黑人第一次赢到超级杯的。
The first to make 10 straight playoff appearances.
第一个是在数年里面六年里面连续赢了12场球的教练。
The first to win 12 games in 6 straight seasons.
I just translated.
Yeah, that's fine. yet to Dungy, life was never solely about the championship rings or the.
但是对他来讲，他生命的意义不是就是要赢那个超级杯。
His top priorities were faith and family.
他的优先次序是他的信仰跟他的家庭。
And he never wavered.
他从来没有改变。
In a profession where spare hours are scarce,
在他的职业上。他的时间是不多的。
Dungy made time for the prison ministry.
但是他把时间腾出来去看监狱里面需要福音的人。
All pro dads and family first.
他绝对是把家庭放在第一位。
And he wanted to always do more.
他心里面还想要做的能够做的更多。
Now as he's retiring,He's devoted most of his time with family and social causes.
他退休之后， 他想要花更多时间跟他的家庭，跟这个世界上需要有需要的人。
This is amazing. A man that has it all doesn't want to just keep going on for Super Bowls.
你可以看到他的生命的例子，他不是只想要继续的去赢超级杯。
He realizes the important things in life aren't about rings and things of money and of that nature.
他知道生命不是只是要赚钱，生命不是只是要成功。
I don't think he had this incredible season because he was just the best football coach.
我们相信他能够有这么大的成就，并不是因为他能够赢这么多场球。
I believe it's because he put God first.
因为他把神放在第一位。
I'm hoping that you can make your relationship with God as strong as this man, Dungy.
我希望说我们每一个人像丹吉一样，会把我们跟神的关系摆在第一位。
That your relationship is more important than yourself.
你跟神的关系比你自己的事情要更重要。
Because this will affect the decisions you make for your scheduling, your relationships.With other people, your whole outlook of life.
这会影响到我们所做的决定日常所做的决定，我们在日常所要安排的事情，跟我们跟别人的关系，甚至影响到我们整个生命里面我们所能够看到我们要做的事情。
So when the Sunday Super Bowl comes, you'll make church a priority.
所以当我们二月一号的时候这超级杯来的时候，希望大家能够把教会放在第一个优先。
We need to schedule time to read the word and pray and get into family.
我们需要花时间来读神的话，来祷告，然后要花时间跟我们的家庭。
We need to pray for the church and for missionaries.
我们需要为教会祷告，我们需要为宣教士们祷告。
Sometimes these people feel especially alone, missionaries that are overseas.
尤其是宣教士，因为他们在别的国家，他们会觉得非常的孤单。
I know on Wednesday night prayer meeting, they have a special time to pray for missionaries.
在礼拜三的时候教堂的祷告会的时候，我们有时候会有机会来为宣教士们祷告。
I know when I was in Taiwan and China, we had our home church that was praying for us.
我们还记得说，当我们去台湾，当我们去中国大陆的时候，我们母堂我们的教会为我们祷告。
This made such a big difference. We knew that people were praying for us.
对我们来讲是非常有意义的，因为我们知道说我们的弟兄姐妹在为我们祷告。
You must also spend time with your family.
我们也需要花时间跟我们的家庭。
Husbands, I'm going to talk to you now. I said, husbands, I'm going to be specific to them now.
对，如果你是丈夫的话，我现在想要跟你讲几句话。
This means a date night.
我们希望你会跟你这个太太会去趴桌。
I had a date night just last week. I called a babysitter and set it all up.
上个礼拜我跟我太太有两个人自己单独的时间我们找一个来照顾小孩来看我们的小孩。
I've got a pretty good babysitter that'll take on five kids.
照顾我们家小孩的他是一个非常会照顾小孩的，因为我们家有五个小孩。
And guys, leave your telephones at home.
然后丈夫们把你的电话留在家里。
But you need to spend time with your wife.
你需要跟你的太太花一些时间。
When you're dating, you don't have a problem with this.
他们两个在这个拍拖的时候，应该是没有这样的问题。
Also, we need to spend time with our children too.
我们也需要跟我们的小孩花一些时间。
They're growing up very fast.
他们成长的非常的快速。
It amazes me how fast my kids are growing up.
很多时候我非常惊奇，我的小孩怎么长得这么快。
Make sure you spend quality time with them.
要花一些质量上的时间。
Make sure that your family is very high on your list.
当你在画出你的这个优先次序的时候，把家庭放在最上面的那个次序。
And dads need to call their kids in college once a week.
你是父亲的话，如果你的小孩在大学的话，你最好每个礼拜跟他，在电话上通个话。
Moms don't have a problem with checking on their kids.
通常母亲是没有什么问题的，通常是父亲。
But it's great to get a call from your dad.
有很多时候，这个在大学小孩他们会觉得，从爸爸来的电话，会让他们很惊喜。
Now most of us have to work.
我们大部分人都需要去上班。
And as Christians, we should be good workers.
如果我们是基督徒的话，我们应该是个好的。在上班的时候要是好的这个上班族。
We should be able to give an honest day's work for an honest day's pay.
我们在上班的时候应该要做满我们分内所应该做的。
As we have a relationship with the Lord, we need to honor Him also in the marketplace.
如果我们跟神的关系好的话，它会影响我们在工作上我们的态度。
So first of all, we need to establish priorities.
所以我们要把我们的优先次序要先定好。
And learn how to live today.
然后我们要学习怎么样来过我们今天的生活。
Two of the greatest enemies are regret.
对我们来讲，两个最大的敌人就是我们会很多事情后悔
，of the past and anxiety，
因为以前所做的事情
，about the future，
而且我们会忧虑将来的事情。
Many of us are living in the past or in the future。
我们很多人是活在以前，或者我们是活在将来。
In fact, many of us are engaged in the little game "I wish I were," or we look back and say, "I remember the good old days."
我们很多时候我们玩这个小游戏我希望以前这个事情应该是这样发生，或者我希望将来是怎么样。
I know with this winter and cold, I just want the winter to be over.
我现在在非常寒冷的气流底下的时候，我们想到说我希望这个赶快过去。
Can't we just jump ahead to April?
为什么我们不能现在马上就进入四月？
No, we've got to stay here in winter and make the most of it.
但是我们现在要活在这个寒冷季节。那在寒冷季节中，我们要学习说怎么样好好的利用。
Gary Freeman tells about a girl who went to college and she hated it.
Gary Freeman 他告诉我们关于一个女孩子的故事。她去大学。
But she told herself, if I can just get through college and get married and have children, I know.I will enjoy life.
但是他非常不喜欢，他在想说，如果我可以赶快的从大学毕业，然后赶快结婚，然后有小孩，我知道我一定会非常的快乐。
So she stuck it out and went to class every day.
所以他就非常的努力然后专心的去课堂。
Finally, she graduated and got married.
终于毕业了，然后结婚了。
And had children.
然后有小孩了。
And discovered that children are a lot of work.
发现到说有小孩之后是有很多的事情要做。
So she told herself,
她告诉自己
if I can just get these kids raised, then I'll be able to relax and enjoy life.
等我把这些小孩抚养长大之后，然后我就可以休息，然后我会真正的能够来享受人生。
But about the time the kids were entering into high school,
可是当她的小孩开始进入高中的时候。
Her husband said, "Guess what?"
他的这个先生提醒他
"We don't have enough money for the kids to go to college."
我们钱不够送小孩去大学
"I guess you'll have to get a job."
我想最好是你可以去开始上班了哈
I don't know about you, but I don't think my wife would be too happy at this point.
Your wife what?
Would not be happy.
我不晓得你怎么想，但是我相信我的妻子不会太开心。
She didn't want to, but she put her kids first.
她不愿意这样做，但是为了她小孩的缘故，她要把小孩放在最前面。
And they need the money for them to go to college.
需要钱让这些小孩能去大学。
As she hated it, she went to work.
她不喜欢去，但是她还是去了。
And she thought, well, if I can just get the kids out of college and get the bills paid, then I can really enjoy life.
她想只要我让这些小孩子们在大学毕业了，然后把这些债全部付清了，最后我可以 慢慢来享受人生了。
Finally, the last graduated from college.
最后
the bills were paid.
最后的小孩、最小的小孩已经从大学毕业了，然后所有的债务也都还清了。
So she walked up to her boss and said, "I quit."
所以她就去跟她的老板讲，说现在我要、辞职了。
He said, "You don't want to quit now."
小老板说，你现在要辞职、你确定？
Just work another 8 years and then you can get your pension.
你如果再、再做八年的时间、最后你的退休金就有了。
So she thought, well, we do need the money, so I guess I'll work another 8 years.
她仔细思考之后，她想，对，我们确实需要、这个退休金，所以好吧，再做八年吧。
So the 8 years went by and her and her husband retired at the same time.
最后终于八年过了。然后他跟他先生两个同时退休了。
They sold their home and bought a little retirement cottage.
他们把他的房子给卖了，然后去买一个小小的退休的房子。
They sat down on the front swing porch.
他们就坐在他们房子前面的那个秋千上。
And they looked at the family picture album.
然后他们看看他们家里的那个相本。
And they dreamed of the good old days.
然后他们就思想以前、那个好的时光。
Now, someone said life is what happens to you while you're making plans to do something else.
有人说生命就是当你想要做计划去做别的事情的时候，事情就出你意料之外的发生了。
That's true, isn't it?
你觉得这是确实是这样子吗？
Another year has come and gone.
另外一年已经来，而且已经走了。
A new year stretches before us.
我们新的一年、在我们前面。
Help us, Lord, to redeem our time.
求神来帮助我们好好的利用我们的时间。
And have a happy new year.
希望你们有一个快乐的新年。
I've got a quick video clip before I end the service.
我现在、有一段这个、video、让大家看一下。
I'm going to win American Idol.
This year, I'm going to win... I'm going to win the Kentucky Derby.
Was blind, but...
Behind him?
Now I see.
This year, I'm going to win the lottery.
I'm going to quit...
I'm going to get a gym membership.
I'm going to get my degree.
This year, I'm going to tithe more.
Go to church more.
Read the Bible more.
Pray more. This year, I'm going to look into building wealth in third world countries.
This year, I'm going to learn to put the needs of others before my own.
This year, I'm going to get involved in my church. Not because somebody recruited me, but because I'm sick of sitting on the sidelines, pretending to play the game.
This year,I'm going to spend time with my family and friends, even if I feel like I have nothing left to give.
This year, I want to give God permission to shape me into who He wants me to become.
Whatever that looks like.
Whatever that looks like.
Whatever.
里面说、讲的主要的信息就是说，我们很多人在年初的时候有很多的计划，有的是很好的计划，但是我们不一定能够做得到、最后他的意思是说，神不在乎我们想要做什么，神只在乎他能够 在我们从我们经过我们能够做出神能够做什么。
That's what it's about, isn't it? It's about not making New Year's resolutions, but making a change for Christ.
啊，这个不只是说我们在新年我们有什么决心要做什么，而是我们要决定要怎么样啊，跟神借着神来能够做，让他能够做出他要在我们身上所做出的。
And during the New Year, may you have enough happiness to keep you sweet.
希望在新的一年里面你会有喜乐，让别人觉得你有甜蜜的感觉。
Enough trials to keep you strong.
有足够的试炼使你能强壮。
Enough sorrow to keep you human.
让你有足够的伤心，让别人觉得你还是一个人。
Enough hope to keep you happy.
希望你有足够的成功，让你能够喜乐。
Enough failure to keep you humble.
有足够的失败，让你能够觉得你需要谦虚。
Enough success to keep you eager.
有足够的成功，让你能够更饥渴。
Enough friends to give you comfort.
有足够的朋友，让你能够得到安慰。
Enough wealth to take care of your needs.
有足够的财富满足你的需要。
Enough enthusiasm to make you look forward to tomorrow.
有足够的热忱，让你能够期待明天。
And enough determination to make every day better than the day before.
希望你能够有足够的决心，让你能够知道说今天能够比昨天更好。
Let's use this year to make wise decisions and to use this year for His glory.
我们希望我们可以跟神求，说让我们今年能够有智慧的来好好使用这一年。
Let's look at Romans 13 verses 11 through 12.
好，我们大家一起来看罗马书十三章十一到十二节。
Romans 13, 11 through 12.
罗马书第十三章十一到十二节。
The hour has come for you to wake up from your slumber. Yes. Because our salvation is near now than when we first believed. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the full armor of light.
再者，你们晓得，现今就是该趁早睡醒。的时候，因为我们得救，现今比初信的时候更近了。黑夜已深，白昼将近，我们就当脱去暗昧的行为，带上光明的兵器。
If Christ has convicted you today about your life,
如果今天耶稣的话让你有一些深刻的印象。
Maybe you'd like to make Christ the center of your life today for the first time.
希望你今天就能够把耶稣当作你所有事情里面最重要的。
We're going to invite you to come during the invitational hymn.
我们想邀请你在我们唱回应诗歌的时候。
Maybe you need to come down and just pray.
说不定你需要到前面来为自己祷告。
I invite you to come today.
我邀请你们到前面来。
I'll stand in the front, and if anyone wants to come, come. If you don't speak English, Brother Paul will be here.
我会站在这个前面。如果你不会说英文的话，Paul 也会在这前面。